And I feel inspired to begin our meditation to send energy to raise the consciousness on the planet towards the beautiful, precious animals that we share it with. We came up the stairs and already we've been greeted by quite a few cats as we came up. And Gaia is so intricate with us. We share a relationship, we share a partnership. And yet there are many places where the animals are not seen in a way where they're given honor and respect. So together, perhaps we can just send a wave of compassionate action into the crystalline grid to help raise awareness that we share this planet with sentient beings. So I invite you to close your eyes and focus on the area of your heart. And as you focus on the area of your heart, allow your breathing to become a little slower. Breathing in slowly for a count of six and exhaling for a count of seven. And as we continue this slow breathing and focusing on our heart, we begin to create a coherence within our own being. And as we continue, we create a field of coherence with this group. And let us send a wave of compassionate action into the field to raise the awareness that the precious animals that we share this planet with are a beautiful part of the planet, and that we want to send honor and respect to all sentient beings. We are sending a wave of compassionate action towards all sentient beings on the planet. We are sending a wave of compassionate action to all humans, that perhaps they may see these precious animals with new awareness, that there is a living sentience that these animals have, and they are connected to Gaia, who is deeply, profoundly connected with humans and our consciousness. And so we continue this wave of gratitude to Gaia, to the beloved animals that are here.
And continue taking that wave of compassion from within you into Gaia and consciousness of Gaia. As we are sitting in our first site, our first temple on the Nile, as we just arrived, the temple of Honum, which is the main god of the Nile. So what a beautiful way for us to extend that wave of compassion in this temple, in this presence. Extended to the Nile and from the Nile, and feel the flow and energy, the river, the wave flowing, melding, merging with our heart, with our love. Feel that flowing through you as we are mostly made of water, connecting with the flow and a river that just next down below us, and with this ancient temple that was not long ago, just a few years ago, reconstructed in parts to help see some of its ancient glory and the significance it had for those who lived here and those who honored the Nile, Gaia, in their own way, in their own rituals, in their own prayers. So connect with that and everything that this place has to offer for you in this moment as we gather again as one group of hearts in coherence, in love, in compassion, in beauty, in joy for the earth and all its inhabitants and sentient beings, as we are all one. We are all in unity. We are all experiencing and want to experience and even learn more how to be more benevolent, kind, tolerant, loving to one another on this planet, a beautiful planet that we are all awakening to. And remember again who we really are.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We continue the story of woe in a parable that will continue in many installments as the discovery of self. The group finds themselves, of course, still in Egypt, this time on the Nile, on Elephantine Island. Dear ones, for those of you who have listened to the other portions and parts of these particular channels of discovery of self, you are beginning to be aware that what we are teaching you here, piece by piece, part by part, is a summary, a synopsis of almost everything I have given you for the last decade or so. When you take it in installments, it's far easier to understand, for it's repeated and summarized and clarified. And we continue to do that today. The woe man, called Woe, has made an important discovery in his life. He found some who are not disturbed by living as he has been living. In other words, they don't seem to be affected by a low consciousness planet. It's just the opposite. In this parable, the metaphor is about sand. And we told you that the sand represents consciousness. And the sand itself is something that Woe has had to slog through all of his life. All of his family, his friends. It was simply the way it worked. Nobody said anything about it. It's like when you live in a place where there is corruption, and there always has been, and it's 1,000 years old, and it continues, it's a way of life. Very similar. Only this represents woe in this parable and consciousness, the consciousness of Earth. It is a low consciousness, and we told you before, some called it human nature. It's responsible for war after war. It's responsible for so much. And yet when he saw these others, more and more of them, the sand was not bothering them. In fact, it seemed to retreat from them. Now that is a metaphor. That means those with another consciousness seem to have a better life. At least they seem to. And he looked at them carefully to see whether it was an illusion, but he saw them laughing more. He saw joy. He wondered whether they had the same God that he did, and he realized they did. They prayed. They had their times of meditation just like he did, but something was different. And so within these times we've had together, these teaching times, he met a man that represented those who seemed not to have the dark consciousness of the depth of sand that he did. And that man started to explain what it was that he was seeing, perhaps how to achieve it. Wall was still wary because in his particular situation, in his culture, there was always someone trying to sell him something, and he didn't want to be tricked. The man never told him to come back. In fact, the last time the man said, "Go from here and come back only if your heart says to." Wo liked that. He felt love from this man, even for Wo, who he didn't even know. Wo went back to the man to ask him more about this whole idea of the field, of perhaps creating another reality. The man had given him two examples, and yet Wo was still confused. How can someone change chance? The man had told him it's like a road with potholes, and intuition guides you around them. So you're not changing chance, you're simply shining a light and being able to avoid the potholes. But he wanted more. And so he went back to talk to the man. The man greeted Wo with love and said, "I expected you back, Wo. Thank you. What is it you would like to know?" And Wo said, "Please, I want to know more about what you call the field." And so the man began to tell Wo a grand truth that I will tell you today in a different way. My partner has taught, and you know, that consciousness has now been seen as energy. Not by everyone, dear ones. You will not have that taught in the colleges yet, the universities yet. But eventually it will filter down to that when enough experiments have been made. But it is. It's profound energy. And so the man started to explain to Wo about the sand, a darker energy, an energy that was what you call lower. Now, the whole idea of lower and higher is a perception, dear ones, and you use it all the time to represent dark and light. So we'll continue. A lower energy. How long have you had that on the earth? Wo wanted to know, how long have we had this lower energy? And the man said, "Since the beginning, Wo. That it's only been through something called the Great Shift that the whole planet has been involved in an energy raise they weren't even familiar with. They didn't even know. It was happening so slow. And over the last 20 years or so, it has raised very slowly. But it's above what it was. But even so, it was dark. Even so, it was not near as high as it could be." And Wo wanted to know, what really does this mean? And that's when he got a lesson about the power of consciousness. And the man told him, "Wo, you live in an energy that has developed by itself through the consciousness of humanity. And that in order to raise it, really, there has to be some things that take place. And one of them has taken place. And that one of them that took place was called the precession of the equinoxes, which was almost an allowance for humanity to raise its vibration slowly by itself. But in the process, the man told Wo, there is something else we want you to know. This energy called consciousness moves things. This energy called consciousness actually works with something called the field. Now, we told you that before. But this field is there. Not as something necessarily that's advanced or enlightened or bad or evil or good. It simply is there and it responds and it is something you can feel if you choose to. And then he told Wo something Wo didn't know, wasn't aware of. He said, those in a lower consciousness also create energy with their consciousness. And he started to tell Wo, Wo, do you know anyone who has bad luck? The opposite of what we're talking about. And Wo said, oh yes, I have a sister. She is convinced that the planet is after her. She's a victim of the planet. And the man said, and what does she tell you? And Wo said, oh, she's constantly telling me all of the horrible things that happened to her and that she hasn't got a chance and it's going to happen again and again. And she's a victim. And the man asked Wo, and what happens to her? And Wo took a deep breath and said, oh, what happens to her is exactly what she verbalizes. He was starting to see something that the man wanted to tell him. That's how powerful consciousness can be in either direction. And then he told Wo something that Wo would never forget. He gave a metaphor. Wo, low consciousness is like being born in the dark. That humanity is in the dark with a consciousness that it has selected by itself. And in the dark, you run into everyone else. You step in all the holes. And in the dark, you were afraid. In the dark, you don't know what resources you have or what the others have. But in the dark, war is created. Because in the dark, you bump into each other. You don't even see each other. You don't know one another. And that's how humanity has been. But there's more, Wo. Listen to this. And this is what impressed Wo. There are those that are so used to the dark, old souls who have chosen the darkness, who work in the dark better than you or I or any, he told Wo. They're specialists, and they're the ones who will wait for you and trip you when you least expect it. And Wo said, yes, I think I've met a few of those. This is the power of consciousness, Wo. It can actually develop darker consciousness if they wish it to. That's the free choice of humanity. And then he told Wo this. The shift is upon us, and dark consciousness is starting to be eradicated from the planet. He said to Wo something I have said to you. Sometimes it appears you go two steps forward and one back. But he says it's going forward. And the consciousness he started to tell Wo about was a consciousness that was lighter. But it had to be learned, and it could be absolutely advanced through something I told you last time. Compassion, kindness, meditation, and feeling a greater love for the Creator than you were ever taught. And these are the things which bring you into a light. And when you have that light, you don't start tripping on things. You see them coming. When you have that light, other interesting things happen. You start to develop sacred intuition. Now, I call it sacred intuition because it is something that comes from the light. The intuition of flow, the intuition of reading the field, of not seeing the potholes, of not being able to be tricked. It's the intuition that's sacred and it comes from the heart. Very different, Wo, than anything you have ever experienced before. Wo started to understand. You mean what I think creates my path? And the man smiled and said, "Whoa, you are now ready for the next installment." That is the story of consciousness. It is an energy. It can create light or dark. And this planet is starting to create slowly a lighter consciousness. And he said, "You're going to see it all around you." And then he said to Wo again, he said, "Go from this place. Don't be confused. Weigh my words. And if it is well with your heart, if it is well with your soul, come back and I'll continue the lessons. And you will discover more about yourself than you ever thought was there. For the energy of consciousness in these times is the new tool that you ever, never thought you had." Wo liked that part. And he went away yet again. But this time when he went home, he started to listen to what his relatives were saying and those around him. And he realized that they all were complaining. And those complaints seemed to go someplace as energy and come back, pulling in the very things they were complaining about. And so Wo right then decided, "I'm not going to complain anymore because I see what's going on with my energy." Wo was starting to discover self. I'll be back. And so it is.